Skagway extends its shelter-in-place order after a second active COVID-19 case, and the Skagway News may begin printing papers again. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. The stories and more are up next. Skagway's Emergency Operations Center extended its shelter-in-place order by 4 days after a second active case of COVID-19 was identified over the weekend. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Skagway began a shelter-in-place last Monday after a student tested positive for COVID-19. The local Emergency Operations Center asked residents to limit activity, travel, and business functions to only the most basic and essential needs for 1 week. But on Friday, the Dahl Memorial Clinic was notified that a second Skagway resident had tested positive for COVID-19. According to a press release from the municipality, officials with the Division of Public Health told clinic staff there is a high potential for community spread. State public health officials continue to trace close contacts of the second patient that tested positive. The Dahl Memorial Clinic began more widespread testing of students and school staff on Friday. School staff have begun teaching lessons remotely and will continue through Wednesday. The clinic is offering COVID-19 testing for Skagway School students, staff, and their families on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments for a test must be scheduled in advance. The Dahl Memorial Clinic also urges Skagway residents to schedule an appointment for a COVID-19 test if they are displaying symptoms. The municipality's shelter-in-place order is now set to expire on Friday at 6 p.m. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Skagway News moved to online publishing this March due to COVID-19, but help from federal and local relief grants could put the paper back in print next year. When Gretchen Wemhoff and Melinda Munson took over the Skagway News, they didn't expect a pandemic to undercut their business model or for border closures to cut the paper off from its Canadian printer. They had to immediately transition to online publication. But now there's a chance the Skagway News could be back in print.
I am optimistic.
Wemhoff says the nearly $10,000 in relief grant money should be enough to cover printing and shipping costs.
We're looking at how long will this CARES money last us, that we put it aside and it's sitting in an account just for printing, but we're not sure what would happen if all of a sudden we ran out of money. You know, do we just go back online? How are our readers going to feel about that? But yeah, our goal is to print again because we have so many readers that really want the print copy.
The newspaper has a circulation of about 350. Wemhoff says subscriptions have been picking up online after a downward slide, so she's hoping to increase the circulation number. She estimates about 40% of the paper's subscribers don't live in Skagway. Munson says she's grateful local businesses have continued to advertise online. It's kept the lights in the office on. And despite the uncertainties and changes, she said printing is worth the effort.
A printed paper, whether you like to read online or in print, really having a print version does give more credibility than not having a print version. So I'm looking forward to having that back.
The publishers have a couple of bids in from regional printers and are waiting to hear from a few more early next month. The first published issue would come out in January of 2021, if everything works out. Next year's catch of pink salmon in Southeast Alaska could come in a little below average, although that would be an improvement following several years of weak returns. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is forecasting a harvest of 28 million pinks in the region next summer. Andy Piston, the department's pink and chum salmon project leader from Southeast, says that would still put the catch in a little below the recent 10-year average.
That forecast for 28 million harvest for 2021, that's actually for an odd year, that's quite a bit below what we've seen in most recent years with the exception of 2019. And in 2019, the parent year for this year's or for 2021's return, that was the first year in a long time where we saw a really poor odd year harvest.
pink salmon spawn 2 years after they're born. Southeast has been in a cycle of weak returns for even years, but better numbers in the odd years. This year's catch wound up at 8.1 million pinks, roughly the same harvest from 2 years ago. The region hasn't seen catches that low since 1976. Fish and Game's forecast is based in part on troll surveys that catch young pinks headed to sea each year. Those are conducted in partnership with NOAA Fisheries researchers in the Northern Panhandle. Piston says that the forecasts for five of the past 6 years have overshot the actual catches.
And so what we're doing with these trawl surveys is we're basically measuring what survived all that freshwater and early marine mortality. And so we're just measuring the survivors that are making it out to the ocean. But once they're past that, if you have factors out in the open ocean, you know, once these fish get offshore, that increases mortality. That could result in this over-forecasting.
Unknown factors could include unusually warm waters the Gulf of Alaska has seen in recent years that have coincided with low returns. However, water temperatures this year have been closer to normal for the pinks heading out to sea this past spring.
Right now, if you look at sea surface temperatures in the Gulf, they're pretty close to normal all through, you know, off southeast Alaska and through a lot of the northern Gulf. They're within a half a degree or so of normal, and there's even a few patches of below normal water temperatures. So hopefully that gives me some hope that these fish are experiencing something a little more closer to average out there, and hopefully we'll see some improvements in marine survival for these fish.
Inside waters in the northern panhandle especially have had poor returns for many recent even years, as well as the parent year in 2019. The forecast assumes that won't continue into next year. And that's your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.